Podcast. Welcome to episode 10 of Kato Palace. I am your host, Kato. Now listen, I want to apologize for the delay. I've been having some personal stuff behind the scenes with everything. I haven't been able to put out consistent episodes for everybody. As of right now, it is August 21st. And I have to be honest, nobody has listened to my podcast up to this point. It's episode 10. I absolutely have no idea how to grow this podcast. I've been promoting it Instagram, on TikTok. And it's just right now, guys, the pod is not doing too well. I think one of the reasons has to be because of the way that I'm promoting it is on my Instagram stories and things like that. I want to say it's probably because I'm not speaking as loud, because I can only do my episodes at night, because I be doing some of the stuff during the day with school stuff and other personal stuff. I'm not able to speak as loud and kind of give off the energy that you guys need when you are listening to the pod. So that's on me. I'm trying to get better at this as the episodes go on, but you guys will be getting episodes from me, probably not as consistent, but I'm gonna try my best. So for the first topic, this is going to be a short episode. It's 2 in the morning. I'm not going to be on, well, it's 3 in the morning. I won't be on here as much, but as you guys know, the USA men's team won gold in the Olympics. LeBron wins MVP. Curry goes off. KD goes off. They beat France in the gold medal game. You guys know the story behind that. I'm not going to speak too much on that, but congratulations to the USA men's team for winning gold. Curry wins his first gold medal, and KD is the all-time Olympic. He's the all-time leading scorer in Olympic basketball. As of right now, he is the best NBA player in the Olympics right now. As far as scoring, and he has the most gold medals out of everybody that's been part of the Olympics. I think Melo has three, but KD has four, which passes Melo. So congratulations to Team USA. Next we have the WNBA is back. Caitlin Clark comes back. She's picked up where she left off. She actually broke a rookie record this past weekend, but it was cut short after the Seattle Storm decided to take their starters out. So their coach for the Fever decided to take the starters out as well, which Caitlin Clark wasn't able to get the extra assist that she needed for to continue the record. So Caitlin Clark's looking like she should be a part of the USA Women's Olympic team. And speaking of the USA Women's Olympic team, they beat France by 1.6766. Gabby Williams was really good for France in that game. She was cooking, getting buckets, but she had missed a three that could have tied the game in overtime, but the refs had called it and said it was a two-pointer, so they weren't able to tie it overtime, which led them to losing that game after they changed the call to a two-pointer. So instead of being 66, 67, 67, her foot was on the line. Her foot was on the line, and they ended up losing that game by one. It was a good game. I didn't watch it, but I did watch the highlights of it. Because the times are different. In France, I had to watch the highlights because the game was on at like 11 o'clock in the morning, and it was a Saturday. I wasn't up, so I didn't miss that game. But shout out to them for winning gold as well. Predictions for 2028. For the men's side, Ja Morant might be on the team if the outside stuff doesn't get in the way of his selection to be on the team. I would like to see Ja Morant on that team. I think D. Book and Bam are going to be back. Tyrese is going to be back. Halliburton going to be back. And it's obviously going to be back. Tatum, I don't know. You know, he didn't get playing time like that in the Olympics, and you know that was a big controversy around that. And Tatum kind of said his thoughts. You know, he's not really sure about if he'll be in the next Olympics. You know, but it's kind of like I said, I still don't see how Tatum didn't play in those two games that he had benched. But you know. But, you know, but they want gold, so it doesn't matter, you know. So I know everybody on TV is making a big deal about it, but I mean, they want gold, so I mean, it doesn't matter. So, but I don't see why Tatum is not. I don't see why Tatum is not on that team in 28. So it'll be. I want to say Trae Young. Trae Young has been wanting to be on the USA team, but for some reason he hasn't been on either. I think 3 point guards go. So 3 point guards. So I want to say Ja Morant. I think Trae Young should go, but I feel like they're not gonna let Trae Young be part of the team. So. The 3 point guards that might go is probably gonna be Ja Morant, Tyrese Halliburton. That third point guard, Jalen Brunson maybe, or Tyrese Maxey, De'Aaron Fox, one of them. But I think Ja, Tyrese Halliburton, the third point guard. I'm going off of what they did in this Olympics as far as that position was. I think that third point guard, I think they might give it to they might give it to Brunson. I think Jalen Brunson might make the cut. If not Brunson, it'll be Maxey. I don't think De'Aaron Fox is gonna be part of the USA. But D-Book will be there for the two guard, and Ant-Man and Edwards will be there for the two guard for the second guard. Who knows? Like a Jalen Green might be part of the team. It depends. Maybe Cade Cunningham might be on there. Scotty Barnes, Paolo. But so it's 12 guys. So I'm gonna say Ja. So Ja and Man Tatum. I feel like Zion might be on there if he's healthy. Zion, Tatum, Bam. But so we go with alright, so we're gonna start over. So we got Ja, that's one. So Ja and Zion, Paolo, D-Book, Bam. They're saying Joel Embiid might not play. He might play for Cameroon, so he won't be on there. AD, I think AD will be 35 in 2028. I don't know if AD will be on that team. need some big, like we need some big. So we got Bam, Ja, Ant, Zion, Paolo, D-Book, Bam, the six. We need six more. Maybe Jaren Jackson might be on this one. Jaren Jackson might be on this one. The seven. Tyrese Halliburton, that's eight. Tyrese Halliburton. I think Jaren Jackson might be on there. I want to say, I keep hearing the Cooper Flag kid. I think he's in high school, but because he went off in that training camp, I've been hearing Cooper Flag. I gotta look at his highlight. I don't really know a lot about him. He was cooking in the training camp. But I'll just throw Cooper Flag in there. So that's nine players. There's three more to go. We need some bigs, bro. I don't think AD gonna be in that next Olympics, though. I want to say they might. I feel like a Scottie Barnes might make the team. Like a Scottie Barnes. Maybe like Mikal Bridges. That's 10. Mikal Bridges, I don't know. He might, I don't know. They might ask either him or Josh Hart. But I'm gonna just put Mikal Bridges in there, so that's 10. I'll put AD. So AD, that's 11. Because we need some big, so I'm going to go with AD. Why not? Bron, KD, and Steph, they're all gonna be with they might be retired by then. I don't know about KD, but Bron definitely gonna be retired in 4 years. I don't see him playing I think Bron's last year is probably gonna be in 2027. Cause right now Bron is looking like he can play a good 6 years. But in 2028, Bron's gonna be 43 years old. I don't see him. If he's playing in the league, like, he's not gonna get minutes like that, probably. He might get half the minutes that he's getting now, probably. Bron's gonna start, but he's not gonna get a lot of minutes just because of age. But okay, so we said Mikal, AD. That last spot on the roster, we already got our point guards. We got Ja, Tyrese Halliburton, and Brunson. I don't know, man. A lot of these players are kind of iffy to me, bro. I don't know. But maybe like a Chet. Either a Chet or like a Brandon Miller might make. I feel like a Chet. Oh, you know what? If AD doesn't make it, I think Chet will take that spot. Chet. So that's 11. So Chet makes 11. And then that 12th spot, I think somebody like a Brandon Miller might make it. Like a Brandon Miller. I feel like this 2028 team might have a lot of perimeter players like Brandon Miller, and I don't know if Mikal Bridges is gonna make it. If Mikal Bridges don't make it, I'll replace. I think I added Scottie Barnes already. I'm gonna take Mikal Bridges out because I already put Scottie Barnes. I'll take Mikal Bridges. I forgot about Paolo. Paolo will definitely go. Yeah, so I'm gonna replace Mikal Bridges with Paolo. So we got it. So here is the 2028 prediction of the Olympic squad. We got Ja, Ant-Man, Tatum, D-Book, Zion, Bam, Jaren Jackson, Paolo, Scotty Barnes. Tyrese Haliburton, that's 10. I think he said Jalen Brunson, so that's 11. Brunson, 11. Then we said the 12th spot would be like a Chet or Brandon Miller. Like Chet. One of those will make it. I feel like Chet will make it. You know what's crazy? I don't think Jaren Jackson will make this team. But like we need some bigs though. Yeah, I don't know who's gonna be that big in the next 4 years. It's gonna be on it. We gotta see. But we do need some big, so I'm probably gonna say Chet for that 12th spot. I don't know, maybe if Brandon Miller doesn't. Maybe if, and I know what y'all are saying, like, where's Jaylen Brown? I don't see Jaylen Brown making this squad after him and Grant Hill are going back and forth on Twitter about, and Grant Hill has came out many times this summer and said that he was looking to make a team. He was trying to build a team. You know, Jaylen took that the wrong way. He kind of went at Nike and said Nike's what we doing. Yeah, Jaylen Brown's not really happy with the USA board. The whole USA committee and Jaylen Brown, they're just not saying eye to eye. It's kind of the Kyrie situation. And if there's a way that Ja Morant doesn't make it, it's because of what happened last year with the gun incident a couple of times. I think that's the only reason why he might not make it. But other than that, if it's strictly basketball, Ja Morant has to be on this team. Like between him and Trae Young, like you need stars. Because in the next Olympics, Bron, KD, and Steph are not going to be on this team. And we need, and they're going to need their, like, because it's looking kind of scary for the future. Because, like, the players who are supposed to be, like, the next up, they've been kind of like, you see what they eat, like, y'all see what's going on with Jason Tatum. He just won a championship. He's been on all the commercials for the Olympics, and he didn't even play. And if they were supposed to build that team around Jason Tatum, they didn't do a good job with it because he didn't play. So how are you going to build a team around Jason Tatum for the Olympics, and you barely played him? So, but at the same time, Tatum really didn't look like Tatum was again. Tatum was out of rhythm a lot of those games because he wasn't playing like that. So his play wasn't. He didn't look like he was needed in those games that were played. But he has to play in the next Olympics. But those are my predictions for the 2028 men's. And on the women's side, I obviously. Caitlin Clark's going to be there. Angel Reese is going to be there. Paige Becker out of UConn, she's going to be there. Juju Watkins is going to be there. Asia Wilson is going to be there. Brown Stewart is going to be there. Sabrina's going to be on the team. I think Kelsey Plum going to be there. Chelsea Gray. Natalie Clear, you know, a lot of women are going to be on the team for 2028, so yeah, Cameron Brink might be on there, who knows, but shout out to the Olympics. So, in the WNBA, there have been some great WNBA games. Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark both been putting on shows since they've been back. Angel Reese tops it off with more double doubles. Man, she's still stacking up double doubles. She had 20 rebounds against the LA Sparks. 19 points, 20 boards. Yeah. There's been some other players make some noise. Asia Wilson, she's picked up where she left off. She's still cooking, averaging almost 30 a night. She's also has been hitting the record for double doubles. I don't think Asia Wilson, I don't think she's missed not having a double double all season. So shout out to Asia Wilson. Right now I don't know when the playoffs start for WBA. I don't know when the playoffs start, but if you ask me right now the best team in the league is the New York Liberty. And Sabrina and Brown Stewart are a great duo. But I think the team that they should be looking out for, I think the Aces, the Las Vegas Aces, they're getting healthy with Chelsea Gray. She's getting healthy. Asia Wilson's the best player in the league. She's going to be cooking. Kelsey Plum, arguably the best guard. Well, arguably one of the... No. Kelsey Plum is top three guards in the league, in my opinion. I'll say Kelsey Plum is top five. She's top five guards. If you ask me, my top five guards in the WNBA right now, it's kind of hard for WNBA, and it's crazy. Nobody has these talks on who's the best in the WNBA. Nobody has these talks. Like, who's the best guard? Like, who's the best guards right now? And I feel like, I'm not gonna do like point guard, shooting guard, because I feel like in the WNBA, there are a lot of like combo guards. So in my opinion, the best like guard in the NBA has to be Rike from Dallas. Rike from the Dallas Wings. I think she's the best guard in the league. Behind her is probably like Kalia Copper from the Phoenix Mercury. I mean, I would say Diana Taurasi, but she's already goated. Like, DT's already goated. So she's not going to be on this list because she's already goated. But Clea Copper is too. I'm biased. I'm going to say Caitlin Clark is probably third as a rookie. Like, what she's doing in the league is incredible. I mean, I have to be honest. Even though I feel like Caitlin Clark, she needs to not turn the ball over so much. I think that's her only thing is the turnovers with her. If she can lower the turnovers, I think I feel like next season she'll grow from that, and she won't turn the ball over as much. So she's third. My fourth favorite guard, my fourth guard in the league. I'm gonna be honest again. I'm gonna go with Skylar Diggins-Smith. Ooh, I'm tripping. Sabrina is probably third. I got Sabrina. Hold on. Yeah, I'm tripping. The best guard in the league is Sabrina. Sabrina she's the best guard in the league. I'm tripping. Sabrina Ionescu, she's the best guard in the league. She's on the best team. She's on the best team. Yeah, she's all around. Sabrina is the best guard in the league. Then it's Enrique. And then it's Kalia Copper at 3. Then I'll put Caitlin Clark at 4. And as far as getting a Caitlin Clark might be 3. I don't know. Y'all gonna flip flop 3-4 with Caitlin Clark. I think Caitlin Clark might be 3 and Kalia Copper might be 4. I don't know, man. Kalia Copper is a bucket. Then you got Jewel Loy. I don't know. I think, oh man, you know what's crazy? Okay, so Kalia Copper is 3. I'm gonna go Jewel Loy at 4. Jewel Loy at 4. Yeah, I'm gonna go Jewel Loy at 4, because she's a bucket from the Seattle Storm. And Caitlin Clark might be the 5th best guard in the league. I think that's my 5. Honorable mention, Kelsey Plum. Skylar Diggins-Smith, I think. You know, a lot of guards were hurt this year. I was going to put Desjanae Carrington. I like her defense, but, you know, I think she got snubbed. But she's Desjanae Carrington, definitely for a team on defense. But that's my guards. Now, as far as my forwards, I'm not going to lie. I don't really have no top 5 for them, but Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson is the best in the league. And behind her is Brianna Stewart. I'm going to go with Natalie Collier. She's 3. The 4th best is probably Brittany Grimes. Brittany Griner is probably 4. And then I'm going to be honest. I'm biased. I know a lot of people would probably, ooh, Chelsea Gray. That guard, Chelsea Gray. Oh my, I'm not gonna lie. If y'all are not tapped into WNBA, y'all need to tap in now. Cause I'm naming players I'm forgetting. Like Chelsea Gray. She needs to be in that top 5. But since she hasn't been healthy this year, I'm not gonna put her in the top 5. She wasn't healthy. Now back to my forwards. At number four, I think I said, I would say Alyssa Thomas, but I'm biased. At number four, I'm going with Angel Reese. I have to say Angel Reese, man. She's nice, man. She's a double-double machine right now. So I gotta go with Angel Reese at number 4. In my 5th spot for top 5 bigs. There are a couple bigs that I like in the league. I like the girl from Dallas. She's from Germany. Sabali. She just got back from injury. I've seen her play a couple games and her first 2 games back, she scored over 20 points. And the girl from Washington, De'Erica Hamby from the Sparks. She's nice. De'Erica Hamby, she's nice. Bonner from the Sun. I'll say Alyssa Thomas. I'll go with her. Alyssa Thomas. I'm biased. I also put De'Erica Hamby, but I'm not going to do that. Yeah, man, those are my top 5 bigs and guards in WNBA. The Storm beat the Mystics tonight. The Liberty beat the Wings tonight. That was Sabrina with a neck injury. And then the Connecticut Sun beat the Liberty. The Connecticut Sun beat the Sparks Daily Sports tonight. The schedule tomorrow. Oh yeah, also you guys, the guy from France who dunked on LeBron and was going crazy against USA in the gold medal run, he actually got a contract with the 76ers for he got a 1 year deal. His name was Yaba Sule. He was the one with the afro, with the headband that dunked on LeBron. Yeah, him. I'm guessing after his performance in the Olympics, not just against the USA, against other teams as well. I was watching him a little bit. He's a tough player. He's a tough player that can hit shots. So the Sixers, I don't think he'll play a lot, but I mean, you know, I guess his run in the Olympics got him a contract, so shout out to him. Let's look at the schedule for WNBA. So for tonight, for on Wednesday, we have the Aces going against the Minnesota Lynx, two of the best teams. Got some key games coming up. Then Thursday, the Wings play Liberty again. Then on Friday, we have the Sky and the Kentucky Sun. Then the Aces play the Lynx again. As well on Friday, so got some big games coming up. Then we got the Fever and the Lynx on Saturday, and then Sunday we got the Aces and Sky. So we got AJ Wilson going head to head with Angel Reese. That's gonna be a good matchup. So yeah, man, it's gonna be a very exciting WNBA. The next topic, y'all saw the comments that Noah Lyles made with Ant Edwards. I'm not gonna speak on it too much. Y'all saw what he said on Noah Lyles' part, man. I just think he just he just wants attention. I think it's an attention thing. He said at the time he was in his feelings because he was in the middle of negotiating his contract, and he had said on Club Shit, he had talked about it on Nightcap with Unk and Ocho, with Shannon Sharp and Ocho, Unk, as they call Shannon, Unk. He talked on Nightcap, he explained how his comments were kind of made in the heat of the moment. He was in the middle of negotiating his contract, and he was invited to the Anthony Edwards shoe opening, his shoe revealing, and he kind of came out and said, how is Ant getting the shoe when he hasn't even reached the finals yet or won a championship? He said something along those lines and kind of rubbed people the wrong way. I looked at it as like he just hate, especially if they're both Adidas brand. Why you not trying to support and uplift another Adidas family? You know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all are basically family in the shoe industry right now. Like y'all supposed to be working together instead of going against. So I think Noah Lyles messed up on that part. He could have been more uplifting and positive and more supportive of Noah Lyles could have been more supportive of Anthony Edwards getting the shoe instead of trying to tear him down. Like that's not what we do. So yeah, I didn't really like those comments, but it is what it is, y'all. I'm gonna get ready to go to sleep, man. It's 3:30. I'm recording this episode, man. Hope y'all enjoyed another episode of the Kingdom Palace podcast. Make sure y'all go subscribe to the pod on Spotify, iHeart, all those platforms. Also, y'all can follow me on Instagram at DripGodKDub. You can follow my YouTube at KDub. The link is in my Instagram bio. And follow me on Twitch at KDub Palace as well. So, I'm working on creating a website for KDub Palace. And also, hopefully next year we get some merch. All this is going to be in the works, but I appreciate y'all for watching episode 10 of KDub Palace. And I will see y'all in episode 11. Y'all be safe.